बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 यमुना तीरावर चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai O Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Jai O Radha Vana Bihari Radha Vana Bihari Radhe. Jai Shri Gaurang Jai Shri Gaurang Shri Gaurang Jaya Shri Gaurang. Jaya Radha Madana Mohan Lalita Devi. Radha Madana Mohan Lalita Devi. Jaya Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Nithai Gora Haribo, Haribo. Haribol, Gora Haribol. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Praman Subhari Vracharya Chitodar Shashri Srimad Divine Gays Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Antukoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 17, Text 9. Maitreya uvacha yada bhikshita prithuranga vipre amantrito janayat janatayascha pala prajanirane kshiti prishta etya Shukshamadeha patimabhyavochan Maitreya uvacha Yadha bhikshita praturanga viprer Amantrito janatayascha pala Prajanirane kshiti prishta etya Shucham deha patimabhyavochan Maitreya uvacha Yadha bhikshita prithuranga vipre Amantrito janatayascha pala Prajanirane kshiti prishta etya Kshukshama deha patimabhyavochan Maitreya uvacha Avikshita Prituranga Vipre Amantrito Janayasya Pala 9 9 se 17 hai Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, at the time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and Brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens, there was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the Brahmanas. According to the Varnashram system, the Brahmanas are considered to be the heads of the society and therefore to be situated in the topmost social position. The Varnashrama Dharma, the institution of four Varnas and four Ashramas, is very scientifically designed. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashrama Dharma is not a man-made institution, but is God-made. In this narration, it is clearly indicated that the Brahmanas used to control the royal power. When an evil king like Vena ruled, the Brahmanas would kill him through their Brahminical powers and would select a proper ruler by testing his qualifications. In other words, the Brahmanas, the intelligent men or great sages, would control the monarchical powers. Here we have an indication of how the Brahmanas elected King Prithu to the throne as the protector of the citizens. The citizens, being skinny due to hunger, approached the king and informed him that necessary action should be taken. The structure of Varnashram Dharma was so nice that the Brahmanas would guide the head of the state. The head of the state would then give protection to the citizens. The Kshatriyas would take charge of protecting the people in general, and under the protection of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains, and distribute them. Shudras, the working class, would help the higher three classes by manual labor. This is the perfect social system. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 17, Text 9. So the translation is as follows. I will repeat it again. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, at the time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and brahmanas and declared to be the protector of the citizens, there was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation. So in the previous verses we have seen so many bards and singers, brahmanas and other citizens praising King Prithu Maharaj for the activities he will be doing in the future. But he is already praised beforehand. So of course we have seen it before, like Prithu Maharaj initially slightly chastises them for praising him before doing all such activities. But all the presentations over the appreciation, glorification is done now, done and dusted. And now, even Prithu Maharaj asked them for benediction, blessings from the brahmanas, and all the brahmanas and all the citizens leave. So we have come at a stage when Prithu Maharaj is about to start his, or you can say debut, his kingship, where he will be trying to undo the mismanagement, whatever, or you can say some, there may be some proper words also, mismanagement done by King Vena. In this translation and the purport following it, we can see all the citizens are really helpless right now, and they are asking to King Prithu, like, please save us. There is no means of livelihood. There is nothing to eat as such, and we are not able to practice our own dharma, the religion, according to our Varna. Now someone may say, my God, really, is it possible that King Prithu is the king and how the citizens are starving? Because this is a stage when he has just started, or you can say, he has just been coronated as the king of the entire Bhumandala. And right now the situation is what the Vena has left. During, or you can say, whatever blunders King Vena did, that is right now haunting the entire society in the kingdom of Prithu Maharaj. So, if you see, if you just go back a little, so you can understand, same things were told by the Brahmanas or the citizens to King Vena, that during the reign of King Vena, everything was like hodgepodge, topsy-turvy. King Vena himself was so cruel that he would kill anyone, and he would plunder anyone, and he would do whatever he thinks because he thought himself as the supreme personality of Godhead. At the same time, same Brahmanas approached King Vena also, and they asked him for protection. But what King Vena did? King Vena, he told that you are asking for the protection because the Brahmanas told you are the representative of the supreme personality of Godhead. And if you behave like this, how will the citizens survive? How can we do our religious rituals? How can we perform religious activities? And if we do not perform religious activities, how can the entire society sustain? So Vena told that instead of honoring me, instead of glorifying me, you are glorifying the supreme personality of Godhead, you are glorifying the demigods. You are just like an unchaste wife who lives with the husband, but always thinks of the paramour. So this was his reply. And since, because of these things, because the Brahmana, because King Vena, he could not take the advice of the citizens positively, and even condemned the Brahmanas, who were actually the beneficiaries of the society. So the Brahmanas killed King Vena. And as a result, we have that actually, Brahmanas do not kill. When certain emergency situations arise, there is a need for making the society systems, making the antisocial, when the changes in the society are going in the wrong direction, then the Brahmanas take into their hands to make it right. And hence, the Brahmanas exercise their duty of killing. Otherwise, Brahmanas direct the administrators. So there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Because King Vena unnecessarily killed many Brahmanas and citizens of the society, Ayushri Yasho Dharmam Lokan Ashish Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahadatikramaha. So anyone who tries to disturb, who tries to kill, or you can say who tries to do any harm to the citizens, or you can say to the devotees or Brahmanas, his days are numbered. So, Ayuhu, his life, his days are numbered, his life is reduced. Shriyam, his beauty, his wealth is reduced. Yasho, his prestige and fame is reduced. Dharmam, his entire religion, whatever he has practiced till date, entirely goes to the garbage bin. Lokan Ashisha, there are no blessings that he can receive. The same happened to King Vena. Because he did not follow any of the kingly rules, he was totally condemned by the Brahmanas and finally killed. So, this is how the Brahmanas exercise their power in case there is emergency in the state and nobody is there to rule. Because if Brahmanas become, neutral, or you can say neglect their duties, of course their duty is not to kill. But in this case of emergencies, they have to exercise their duties. And if they don't exercise their duties, just like in the Bhagavatam earlier it comes, so their Brahminical powers are also lost day by day. As those who, just like in Bhagavatam 10th canto that verse comes, if the students who do not read the scriptures, so after a period of time, that knowledge is lost. Just like the in forest, the paths, if they are not used for a long time, ultimately they are filled with bushes and weeds. They get closed up. Similarly, if Brahmanas do not exercise their powers, even in case of emergency, and remain neutral, because the Brahmanas were seeing in the reign of King Vena that everybody, the rogues and thieves, are looting everything. Nobody is caring about everything. Nobody is following the regulative principles. And if the Brahmanas would have thought, okay, we'll do our normal religious practices, we'll practice according to our Varna and not heed, not take any steps to stop this, then they would not be a real Brahmana as such. So in that case, such Brahmanas, they practice, they exercise their powers, and in this way they killed King Vena. So in the reign of King Vena, because he was a bad king, or you can say he was totally a confused person who did not know how to rule the entire society, and he considered himself as the supreme lord, and therefore the society was put into the entire chaos. Just like yadyad achari sheshtas tatta deve itaro jana. So whatever a great man performs, similarly such inspirations are taken by the citizens also, or their subordinates also. So the entire Varnashram was put into a chaos, just like Srila Prabhupada also says in some of the purports. Right now, whatever system is there, earlier there was a Varnashram system, but right now the system is an atheistic society. The entire society is atheistic. I also heard from someone, right now there are no four Varnas as such. That devotee was saying, only two Varnas, that also in a deviated form, that is capitalism and communism. Capitalism remotely points towards Vaishyas, and communism remotely points towards Shudras. So basically the top two tiers, that is the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, are almost wiped off, or you can say they don't exercise as such because they don't know their swabhava itself. So right now, communism and capitalism. There is a saying I heard, capitalism is wealth distributed unequally, and communism is poverty distributed equally. So in this way, the two systems right now govern most of the society, and hence there is no equality, because in such a kind of system there is no inspiration to practice anything. An example is given, if in a school, if the teacher decides to give equal marks to all the students, or you can say, for example, a teacher has decided, from now onwards, whatever you study, we'll take the average of all the students and distribute marks equally. Not possible. So in the first examination, let us say, some students get 90, those students who are getting 95, 99, 100% marks, on an average, and those students, some students will never study, some will be in between, a mediocre student, some will be below average students, some will be excellent students. So those students who used to get 90, 95% marks, they were getting 50, 55% marks on an average. So students who were failing, they were rejoicing, and those who got good marks, they were sad. So initially the average, in the first exam, because the teacher distributed marks equally, in the first exam, the average came to 50-55%. Because those who didn't study, they continued not studying, and those who studied, they studied properly, and finally the average came out to 50-55%. So those half of the students were sad, half of the students were happy. In the next exam, those students who used to get, those bright students who used to get 100% of marks, they did not study, because anyway, ultimately it is going to be average, so why to study? And the other extreme, those students who would fail, they were, by the way, not studying. So next time the average came out to be 20-25%. In such a way, the entire students' progress deteriorated. So this is how the system is working here right now. So there is no inspiration as to why to practice Varnashrama. So the same system was prevalent in the time of Vena Maharaj, or you can say King Vena. So there were many blunders committed. So also Prabhupada talks about Varnashram Dharma in this purport. He says the structure of Varnashram Dharma was so nice that the Brahmanas would guide the head of the state. The head of the state would then give protection to the citizens, the Kshatriyas would take charge of protecting the people in general, and under the protection of Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains and distribute them. Shudras, the working class, would help the higher three classes by manual labor. This is the perfect social system. If we consider Varnashram system as a human body, so the head represents the Brahmanas, the hands represent the Kshatriyas, the belly represents the Vaishyas, and the legs represent the Shudras. The head, of course, the head is needed, the brain is needed to work, so that the other, to give direction basically, the head is needed to give direction to the, all the classes of the society. The hands, now the hands cannot perform the activities of the head. Hands cannot think. So hands are required to protect. Hands are used to protect, basically. You can protect your head, you can protect your body, you can protect your legs. So the Kshatriyas perform the protecting job. Belly means stomach, you can say. So stomach provides, just like the Vaishyas provide food grains to all the food grains. They do agriculture, they do trading, everything. So they pay taxes to the government, they give salaries to the Shudras as well. So the stomach energizes other departments, and finally the Shudras, they do they assist the other three systems, that the other three classes, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas and the Vaishyas, in their duties. So this may be a kind of analogy to how the Varnashram works. So actually Rupa Goswami does not consider Varnashram in this, in his 64 limbs of bhakti. Bhakti is of course independent of Varnashram Dharma, is not dependent on Varnashram Dharma. But Varnashram creates a material situation, or you can say a favorable situation, where people can peacefully perform their bhakti. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks of Devi Varnashrama, or he also calls it at Vaidyanik Varnashrama, scientific Varnashrama. So Varnashram can be understood in different types. The most immature understanding of Varnashrama is like anybody sees in this entire world. If you see Varnashram system, even if he doesn't understand, even if he has no knowledge of Varnashrama, distinctions and all, but anybody can in this world can understand. There are four types of people. Some are really intellectual. Then there are some administrators. Then there are some mercantile classmen. And then finally there are labor classmen. That anybody can see. There is no need of the knowledge of Varnashram system here. So these four societies are prevalent. So this can be considered as a natural Varnashrama. Second is Vedic Varnashrama. So Vedic Varnashrama is based on one's swabhava. One performs one's duties. If he has a Brahmanical inclination, he will perform Brahmanical works. If he has Kshatriya inclination, he will act as a Kshatriya. So there is some structure, social structure assigned, as to which people can try to work according to their swabhava, and hence help each other in maintaining the society, and finally achieve their goal. And third is Asuri Varnashrama, which Prabhupada calls is the present situation of the society, that just based on race and caste, people are distributing or dividing the classes. Just because someone is white, or someone is black, or someone is born in a certain caste, people consider or tag them as that society of people, irrespective of their swabhava. So this is Asurik Varnashrama, or it is not called exactly as Varnashrama. This is outside of Varnashrama. And then the Varnashrama we follow here is Devi Varnashrama. So in Devi Varnashrama, anything that you do, it is ultimately for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atha Pumbir Dvijashrestha Varnashrama Vibhagasha Sunastitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. So this Varnashrama acts as a supportive social structure so that we can easily perform bhakti, maybe due to which can not exactly 100% what do you say? It provides some basis on which people can easily perform devotional service. For example, even Prabhupada told in the initial days, there is no need of Varnashrama, just practice bhakti. But over a period of time, there was some, of course, chaos in the society as well, due to which Prabhupada told that there is some basic Varnashrama understanding needed. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu gives a basic analogy. Bhakti is like a tight rope on which we are just walking, so that if someone falls down, he will just directly fall down. So in order for them to sustain and to have a basic security, there is a safety net below. And that safety net is like that Varnashram system, so that materially people can sustain. And even if they are not, let us say, everyone will not perform Varnashram to please the Supreme Lord, but at least they can perform Varnashrama. Because Vedic, there is a difference between Vedic Varnashrama and Devi Varnashrama. Vedic Varnashrama tells that, okay, if you are a Shudra, perform activities of a Shudra diligently, so in next birth you will become a Vaishya. You perform that properly, then you become a Kshatriya, then you become a Brahmana, and then you can progress forward. So in this way. But this is not the case with Daivi Varnashrama. In Daivi Varnashrama, this is, bhakti is the main goal. Bhakti is the main process and the main goal. So from anywhere, just like it's like Chaitanya Charan Prabhu's tagline again. Anyone from their own place, at their own pace, access the divine grace. So this is what Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says about it. So wherever you are, you can practice bhakti. There is no need to jump that one is inferior or one is inferior to other. Okay, he is of a certain class, I am of a different class. Bhakti is independent of all these designations. Because if bhakti was dependent of designations, then in case of Ramayana, monkeys would not have become devotees there. Hanuman is not even a human being in that, if you see, in terms of species. Gajendra is an elephant. Hanuman, Dhruva Maharaj, there is a shloka also concerning all the Jatayu, Gajendra, Jatayu, Hanuman. So, bhakti is not dependent on any varna or any ashrama. Bhakti is dependent on your devotion. Bhakti priyo madhava. That is the last line. I don't remember that shloka. Dhruvaschavayo. Something like that it starts. Okay. So, basically, in that shloka, it says that regardless of whatever your social situation is or even your species, anybody can perform bhakti because your devotion towards the Lord matters, not your social designation as of how you are designated in this material world. So, Varnashrama acts as a safety net. Fine. So, basically, Daivi Varnashrama is a system where wherever you are, you just, from that place, you just try to move towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Move towards Krishna. Try to practice bhakti from the place wherever you are. And ultimately, you will reach your goal. So in this way, here citizens are asking King Prithu Maharaj, please help us. Because somebody may think they are asking for livelihood. In the next shloka, shloka number 10 and 11. Vayam rajan jatarena abhitapta yathagnina kotarastena vriksha tvama deyata sharanam sharanyam yasadito vritti karapatirnaha tanno bhavan ihaturatave nannam kshuddhatinanam naradeva deva yavannanaksha mahaujjitorja varta patistvam kilalokapala. Dear King, just as a tree with a fire burning in the hollow of the trunk gradually dries up, we are drying up due to the fire of hunger in our stomachs. You are the protector of surrendered souls, and you have been appointed to give employment to us. Therefore, we have all come to you for protection. You are not only a king, but the incarnation of God as well. Indeed, you are the king of all kings. You can give us all kinds of occupational engagements, for you are the master of our livelihood. Therefore, O King of all kings, please arrange to satisfy our hunger by the proper distribution of food grains. Please take care of us, lest we soon die for want of food. So in purport, Prabhupada writes, it is the duty of the king to see that everyone in the social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, is fully employed in the state. Just as it is the duty of Brahmanas to elect a proper king, it is the duty of the king to see that all the Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra are fully engaged in the respective occupational duties. It is here indicated that although the people were allowed to perform their duties, they were still unemployed. Although they were not lazy, they still could not produce sufficient food to satisfy their hunger. When the people are perplexed in this way, they should approach the head of government, and the president or king should take immediate action to mitigate the distress of the people. So here we see, so the citizens, of course, during the reign of King Vena, because of the confusion that he created, the citizens were also confused because nobody was allowed to practice anything during his reign. So the same thing was continuing, and hence the citizens come to King Prithu and ask that you now again establish the proper Varnashram Dharma so that we can practice our own religious duty, and then we can, and in this way, we can, help each other in running the society. So it is, Prabhupada says that it is here indicated here that although people were allowed to perform their duties, they were still unemployed because nobody was employed. In that case, employment means they were not allowed to perform their varnas properly because of King Vena. So here they are asking, because if you see Varnashram Dharma, they are connected to each other. Each section depends on the other section for the proper running of the entire society. If you see in joint family right now, there are some differences, like maybe earlier there was a system of joint family, but right now there are systems of nuclear family. Basically, the entire family, in one family, if there may be 4 or 5 brothers, sisters, they would stay together, of course not sisters, brothers would stay together. And then in a joint family, the advantage is if you do something, then the glorification is many times as compared to a nuclear family. In a nuclear family, you will be okay, glorified by your father, mother, maybe sister and everyone. But in a joint family, you get the glorification 10 times, 20 times more. So you get more inspired in one sense. Even in just like our ISKCON society, even if somebody does even a small thing, glorification comes from all sides. Devotees glorify. Somebody may even glorify you after 6 months, 1 year. Are Prabhuji, you did something that day. I heard you say something. You did that, such and such things. So it was very nice. I got very inspired. So you also get inspired by that. Of course, appreciation is not the only thing by which for which we do all these things. But the inspiration part is there when there is joint family. Just like that joint family structure. So similarly, in Varnashram also, one is dependent on the other. And in this way, every class is inspired to do something according to their Varna, so that the society works properly. But in case of nuclear families, you can't see that. And the second advantage is, if something goes wrong, or you can say if there is some problems, then everybody comes together to solve that problem. And if there is even if there is sorrow, the sorrow gets multiplied. The success gets, sorrow gets divided and the success gets multiplied. So there is an inspiration to do everything if there is a proper Varnashram Dharma. So here, the citizens are asking King Prithu Maharaj to establish that Varnashrama back so that they can perform their occupational duties. So next shloka, Maitreya Uvacha. Prithu prajanam karunam nishamya paridevitam dirgam dadhyo kuru shrestha nimittam sanvat padyata. After hearing this lamentation and seeing the pitiable condition of the citizens, King Prithu contemplated this matter for a long time to see if he could find out the underlying causes. So here King Prithu Maharaj is thinking on how to resolve this matter, because what exactly is because of the chaos that was created earlier by King Vena. So King Prithu Maharaj knew that he had to do something for the citizens. So this is his first task at hand. He's trying to resolve a situation which is really chaotic and needs some emergency direction. So King Prithu Maharaj contemplated on this matter. So similarly, King Prithu Maharaj is of course a Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord. He always thinks of the benefit of this devotees. As a king, he thinks about the benefit of the citizens. There is a shloka about the Supreme Lord. Haraye Hari Medase. How does it start? That the Supreme Lord always thinks about the goodwill of his devotees. How he can help his devotees more and more. So here also King Prithu Maharaj is... It starts somewhere. Haraye Hari Medase. Something like that. I don't know the entire shloka. But the underlying principle is, it's not that Lord has created this entire world and just left it alone. Okay, yeah. Prabhave Sarvasa. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Hare Hari Medase. Hari Medase implies that the Lord is always thinking about the goodwill of his citizens. Goodwill of all the people in general. Not only people, all the species. It's not that the Lord created this world and just left it out. This entire creation is just because people, of course, the creation is for the enjoyment of the people, but it's not just for the enjoyment of people in general, but to understand that this entire creation is ultimately temporary and full of miseries, and to understand the glories of the Lord and come back to Him. If we think that this world is made for our enjoyment, then there is a flaw in our thinking. So this flaw, because this is not just our enjoyment, of course, a minimum amount of enjoyment is needed for each and every individual, each and every living entity, but that is not the whole and soul. The thing is, one, if we become self-centered, then there may be enjoyment in the beginning, but there is misery in the end. As the saying goes, whatever is nectar in the beginning becomes poison in the end, and whatever is poison in the beginning becomes nectar in the end, if somebody has no proper direction. So, the Supreme Lord is thinking about all the living entities, and He always wants them to come back to His abode, because this entire situation is temporary, the entire world is temporary, and people are thinking that, okay, I will live for so many years, I will enjoy so many years. But the thing is, we again come back to the square, we again come back to square one, as of like, we do so many things, we study, we go to school, then colleges, then marry, get a job, so many things. And finally, after death, we again come back to a different body, again start from schooling, again do a job, again get married, and again come back to zero. So this system goes on. So where is the point of enjoyment? You are again suffering the same thing. You may have a disease here now and then. There is no cessation of suffering in these cases. So the system is, we don't just think of enjoyment, but we think how we can serve the Supreme Lord who has created this entire material world. Because there was no need of this material world. But for our enjoyment, because we wanted to enjoy, the Lord created this material world. So that we can enjoy and we can understand that there is no enjoyment in this world. So when we understand that there is no enjoyment in this world, then we'll come back to the Supreme Lord and tell, okay, it was my mistake. I thought that there was some enjoyment in this world. And just to create that, because of that one small hankering that the jiva had, that a living entity has, that I want to enjoy, so many things have been created. So it's exactly like that example of that Brahmana, or you can say a person who wanted to meditate far in the remote Himalayas. So he sat on meditation, and as soon as he sat on meditation, after some days he saw that there is one mouse roaming here and there, and he's disturbing him, and at the same time mouse, what he does that? Not biting exactly. Nibbling. All his dhotis and kurtas and destroying everything. So he thought that, okay, this mouse is doing some kind of disturbance to me in my meditation. So what I will do is I will get a cat so that this mouse problem can be solved. So once the cat was the cat needed milk. Without milk, the cat would not stay there. So he had to get a cow, so that from that milk would come and he would feed the cat, so that cat would kill all the rats there. But for milking the cow, somebody has to be there for milking the cow. So he needed, so in this way, it just blew out of proportion. So for one small need, the entire system has to be created. So for one small, desire of the jiva, the entire material world is created. I heard once Radhashyam Prabhu saying, he was talking about Maharaj, talking, people wanted to come to villages wanted to come to cities so that they can earn more, live more lavishly. So they came to cities, they built skyscrapers. So once they built skyscrapers, okay. In that day, they were telling, now how? Once you build skyscrapers, Radhishyam Prabhu was telling, how now, okay, if I am on the skyscraper, how will I pass stool then? So that stool has to be, channeled properly and, discard. The drainage system has to be and finally discarded properly. So all the pipings, everything has to be done. So industries came out, okay, the pipe industry. Now all these pipes, how they will be transported? So this vehicle industry came. So from where this vehicle how to run this vehicle industry? So from vehicle industry needs petrol, diesel. So petroleum industry came. So how to take petrol from? Petrol is available in Arab countries. How to shift that from there to here? So airline industry. So similarly, one after another industry started. So similarly, for one small thing, ultimately led to a large management. So this is like, when your desire goes out of proportion, you will have to do additional management things which are not required basically. So Radhishyam Prabhu was telling, who told you to go to cities basically? That is the first problem. Enjoyment is only in the mind basically, and we think that we are enjoying, but whatever we think as an enjoyment, just like Vraj Bihari Prabhu was going to print his first book. He was writing his book and he wanted to publish that. So he thought, okay, if this book gets published, I'll be very happy. And if this book gets published by a very renowned printing press, I'll be very more than happy. So Vraj Bihari Prabhu he did many things, found out contacts and some good renowned publisher. He published his book and he told that once my book was published, that time I was very happy for 1 hour. And then back to normal. Then again back to the same things. Okay, once book is published, are the sales going on properly or not? Is this going properly or not? Are people liking my book or not? So happiness, even if you think there is happiness in this world, fine, there is happiness. But it is so temporary, it's not worth investing in. So basically, in this case, here King Prithu is now contemplating on this matter, how to help his citizens. Next shloka, text 13. Iti vyavasito buddhya praga pragita sharasana sandade vishikham bhume krudas tripuraha yatha. Having arrived at a conclusion, the king took up his bow and arrow and aimed them at the earth, exactly like Lord Shiva, who destroys the whole world out of anger. King Prithu found out the cause for the scarcity of food grains. He could not understand that it was not the people's fault, for they were not lazy in executing their duties. Rather, the earth was not producing sufficient food grains. This indicates that earth can produce sufficiently if everything is properly arranged. But sometimes the earth can refuse to produce food grains for various reasons. The theory that there is scarcity of food grains due to an increase of population is not a very sound theory. There are other causes that enable the earth to produce profusely or to stop producing. King Prithu found out the proper causes and took the necessary steps immediately. So now we understand the cause here, and King Prithu understands that it is not the problem of his citizens, because the citizens were trying to perform their Varnashrama duties, but Mother Earth was not responding because of the atrocities of the King Vena in the earlier case. Because most of them had become non-devotees, or you can say rogues and thieves. The entire world was filled with rogues and thieves during the reign of King Vena. And as a result, Mother Earth was not inspired to give food grains. Just like Prabhupada tells that there is no scarcity of food grains as such. If everybody is doing their role properly, then there is no problem of having enough food grains. But if the society becomes atheistic society without anything, any indebtedness towards the Supreme Lord without doing any yajna, without having any gratitude for the Lord, what the Lord has given us, and people becoming outright atheist. So in that case, even Mother Earth will not help us. So you can say, over a period of, even in last 100 years, you can see the production going down and down and down. It's not increasing. So there are need of more and more fertilizers and many things to, up the production. But this is an artificial way of producing food grains. And those food grains produced will not give good health. They will only give more problems. They will only give rise to more problems, more diseases, and ultimately they are not useful at all. So here you see that King Prithu found out the cause for the scarcity of food grains. So those who are following properly their dharma, so as a human being, our dharma is to protect our own spiritual life and at the same time to protect other spiritual lives. Everybody is working for their sustaining their material life, fine. But what about their spiritual life? Janma sarthaka kori kara para upkar. One should also think about others. So here, Mother Earth is also saying that the entire world, in this case, of course, in the case of Prithu Maharaj, is full of rogues and thieves. So why to produce, why to give, see, whatever is grown or sown in the earth, why to fructify them? So similarly, Mother Earth is holding back all those food grains in her womb. We'll see that in the further Bhagavatam speakers will talk on that, discuss on that. Similarly, if you see, Krishna also does not give bhakti to everyone. Krishna also holds back bhakti. Someone coming to Krishna wanting some material sense gratification or some material benefits, Krishna may fulfill that very easily. Okay, you want this, take this. You want this, take this. You want this. That is of no problem. But whenever a certain person asks, okay, Krishna, give me bhakti, then Krishna does not give it so easily. Because that is the most cherished thing that you can ask from Krishna. Because our entire process is bhakti, the process is bhakti and the goal is also bhakti towards Krishna. So somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the goal of chanting Hare Krishna? Why are you chanting Hare Krishna always? What is its goal actually? So Prabhupada told, the goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to chant more and more Hare Krishnas. So that you go on chanting Hare Krishna. So that you never stop chanting Hare Krishna. So that you never stop thinking about Krishna. Because he is whom, who is worthy of thinking about. People are thinking about themselves. But here Prabhupada is inspiring us to think about Krishna. So similarly, Krishna does not give bhakti to everyone. He may give even mukti, even liberation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Muktim, in Bhagavatam there is a shloka, in Rishabdev chapter it comes. Muktim dadati rajan patir guru ralam bhavatam yadunam daivam priya kulapati kvacha kinkarova asvevamanga bhagavan bhajata mukundo muktim dadati karichit smana bhakti yogam. In that shloka, Shukdev Goswami says that to Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, the Parikshit Maharaj was wondering, Krishna was born in Yadu dynasty, Krishna was born in Rishabdev, in different avatars Krishna was born in various dynasties, but in my dynasty he was not born. So Shukdev Goswami says that he acted as your messenger to Pandavas. Parikshit Maharaj's forefathers, Pandavas, Krishna acted as their messenger, Krishna acted as their servant, Krishna acted as their friend. He did so many things. So this is only because Pandavas had bhakti towards Krishna. So he gave bhakti to the Pandavas. He, inspired more and more bhakti within them. So in that shloka, Shukdev Goswami says that Krishna will give mukti, even mukti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says even mukti. No problem, Krishna will give it. But Krishna will never give his own bhakti, because that is the most secret thing he has. And to achieve that, one has to please Krishna by performing bhakti under the guidance of his own intimate associates and the representatives of his associates. So in this way, in this case also, we are saying Mother Earth is not letting any food grains because they are not qualified. The people, the citizens are not qualified because most of them have turned into rogues and thieves. So finally, then next sloka we go. Prave pamana dharani nishanyo da yudham chatam gausatya pradravad bhita viga mrigayu druta. When the earth saw the king Prithu was taking his bow and arrow to kill her, she became very much afraid and began to tremble. She then began to flee exactly like a deer, which runs very swiftly when followed by a hunter. Being afraid of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow and began to run. Just as a mother produces various children, both male and female, the womb of Mother Earth produces all kinds of living entities. Just as a mother produces various children, both male and female, the womb of Mother Earth produces all kinds of living entities in various shapes. Thus it is possible for a Mother Earth to take on innumerable shapes. At this time, in order to avoid the wrath of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow. Since a cow is never to be killed, Mother Earth thought it would be wise to take the shape of a cow in order to avoid King Prithu's arrows. King Prithu, however, could understand this fact, and therefore he did not stop chasing the cow-shaped earth. So here Maharaj Prithu is trying to chase Mother Cow. So many times in Bhagavatam we see Mother Cow taking the shape of Mother Earth taking the shape of a cow. Where all we can see? In the Krishna Leela. Before the Krishna Leela starts, Mother Earth taking the shape of cow and going towards Vaikuntha, Shirovakshaya Ocean. Next, Surabhi cow. In terms of Mother Earth, we see many cases where Mother Earth is taking shape of a cow. Even in the case of this Parikshit Maharaj, when he wanted to punish, that time Mother Earth was in the shape of a cow. Four legs. Kali personified. Dharani, na? Yeah, that is. Somewhere I was reading, even Prithvi is called Prithvi because of Prithu Maharaj. I don't know the exact reference for it, but I heard from someone. So here, being afraid of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow and began to run. And now, so King Prithu Maharaj is finally behind Mother Earth to find out the reason and to help his citizens in any way. Next, text 15. Tam anvadhavat tadvainya kupito terunekshana sharam dhanushi sandhaya yatra yatra palayate. Seeing this, Maharaj Prithu became very angry and his eyes became as red as early morning sun. Placing an arrow on his bow, he chased the cow-shaped earth wherever she would run. So King Prithu Maharaj is very angry because this is his first assignment. And in his first assignment, so much chaos has been created. And on the other hand, Mother Earth is taking... First of all, see, you are guilty. You say sorry. Okay, understood. You are guilty at the same time. You don't ask for forgiveness. And at the same time, you run away. It is even more insulting to the chastiser, or you can say the authority. So here, the anger of King Prithu is... understood. Then text 16. Sadisho vidisho devi rodasi chantaram tayo davanti tatra tatrainam dadarshanu ditatyudham. The cow-shaped earth ran here and there in outer space between the heavenly planets and the earth. And wherever she ran, King chased her with his bow and arrows. Loke na vinda tatranam vainyan rityoriva praja trasta tada nivavritte hidayena vidyutyata viduyata. Just as a man cannot escape the cruel hands of death, the cow-shaped earth could not escape the hands of the son of Vena. At length the earth, fearful, her heart aggrieved, turned back in helplessness. So this is how. So just as you cannot escape death, death is inevitable. So similarly, just like death is inevitable, just like that statement comes in terms of bhakti, one who has started his devotional service, the devotional service itself, the devotional practice itself will drag the practitioner towards perfection. One who is doing bhakti, it is inevitable that he will achieve his goal of attaining bhakti towards Lord Krishna, Krishna Prem. At the same time, this inevitability is on both sides. If you are thinking that debt can be managed, just as the scientists of today's, recently there were many news, many articles coming. Okay, we have found out vaccines for such and such. So similarly, there will be a day when we'll have cure for each and every disease. There will be no disease at all. So this is an illusion. At the same time, this is a stupidity to think about it. Similarly, as there is a saying, this as inevitable as death. So similarly, as sure as death. So death cannot be fooled. Similarly, one who has taken up to bhakti, he is sure to attain his goal. It may take a long time, it may take a short time, but one who has taken up to bhakti and who is trying to please the Supreme Lord by following the principles of bhakti, he is sure to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord, maybe sooner or later. So here Prithu Maharaj also is chasing mother cow, and in the further sections we'll understand how Prithu Maharaj deals with this situation and how he ultimately makes Mother Earth, who is in the form of the cow, milks her, and finally gives food grains and all the necessities to all the people of the society. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jayash Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Shlo Prabhupada Ki Chai. Chai Chai Shri.